Hello, darling. Oh, you're lying on the ground again. How many times do I have to tell you that you are not gonna go anywhere if you're being tied up to the chair like that? Oh, you look so good in this outfit. But, by the way, sorry for the blindfold, sweetheart. I know it's our big day, but I prefer to see your reaction in a ceremony better. It would be more sacred and more profoundly romantic. Don't you think so? Plus, I got a very big surprise for you. Just a second. Oh, it's quite heavy. Anyway, since everything's ready, I shall walk myself down the aisle for you then. Here, let me unfold your eyes. How was it, sweetheart? I organized this exquisite wedding of ours all by myself. At first, I thought maybe I should probably go with the wildflowers for the decorations. But the only wildflower I could find is aster. So there would be roses and Kabir daisy here and there. It's a little bit much and basic, I know, but isn't it beautiful? Anyway, sorry that everything are not really perfect, honey. Things were in such a hurry, but all that matters is actually just both of us got to bind our heart and soul together for life, isn't it? That is more than enough to make this wedding real and sacred. And here, look! I sewed this dress up all by myself. It took me weeks to finish all the tiny details. Well, even white is not actually my color, but I do want it to be traditional for you, so. Oh, and here. How could the wedding be perfect without the witness? Here, I brought the most perfect candidate for our wedding witness. Guess what's in the sack? Oh, she's heavy. Here. Oh, this bitch is not gonna wake up, isn't she? Anyway, if this face looks familiar to you? Oh yeah, I've been looking at you for a really long time, my love. This is your old dusty ex, isn't it? Well, actually, I don't really know what romantic dynamics that you guys have had in the past, but wasn't she that one who hurt you so badly before? How on earth could she move on so easily while being the main thing that caused excruciating pain to you? Look at where she's at right now. How sad, small, and pathetic one shitty human can be. Oh, don't worry, sweetheart. I'll give her the unforgettable lesson for hurting you after the ceremony, not now. All that make her a perfect wedding witness for both of us. Let's show her how happy you could be with me instead of her. What? What do you mean you want me to let her go? Do you still love her or something? Why the hell did you still have so much sympathy for a person who'd never even care how you had felt before? She treated you like trash, don't you remember? Okay, I'll give you choices then. Would you marry me? And then, let me take care of her? Or, if you love her that much, then I'll send both of you to live together for eternity, under the ground, in my backyard. And I can plant a tree on it if you like. What am I gonna say is, I am being generous here, letting you choose your own life choice. Come on. If you're continuing remaining silent, I will consider that you are agreed to marry me. Yeah, you picked the right choice, honey. I would made a better lover than her anyway. Always remember, darling, there is no one in this world that could love you the way I do. And there is literally no one that can do this much for you just like me. So you better be grateful. You don't want to know what's gonna happen if you hurt my heart even just once. But I do really love you though. I adore you. So don't worry, my darling. I promise I'll be the best wife you could ever imagine. Ever. Oh my god. Our wedding witness is gonna ruin my day. Why isn't she wake up? I think she passed. Oh. I don't know if it's a bad or good luck that there's people dying in our wedding. Well, since the one who died is your shitty ex, I guess it could then. No, don't worry, my love. We can still get married, witnessed by her dead body. And don't worry, Miss Ex-Girlfriend Corpse. I shall take care of your ex-lover with all my heart and soul after we get married. Better than you. Better than any girl. Petunias and my spit would look good on your grave. Goodbye forever. Well then, I guess I shall be the one who run and finish ongoing event. Let's just get into the vow, maybe? Well, will you take me to be your lawfully wedded wife, promising to love and cherish through joy and sorrow, sickness and health, and whatever challenges you may face for as long as both of us shall live? Ugh. Please, let's make it quick, baby. I want to be officially announced as yours so badly. Say yes. Say it now. And so do I. I do accept you as my companion and my lover. I promise to care for you, honor you, and cherish you for as long as we both shall love. Okay, it's time for the ring. My ring is not finished yet, but yours is completely done. Here. It's not much, but it's the macrame hemp ring I knit by myself with a little jewel made out of my own second molar teeth. It's very painful for me to make this, so don't you ever lose it. Okay, love? Sweetheart, this is basically the best day of my life. Please know that I love you with all my heart. And I will never let no one or nothing to ever separate us apart. But above all, I want to be completely, fully yours. I want to be labeled as yours. Just to make sure that we will be completely each other's for eternity. I'll free one of your hands. Are you a right-handed or a left-handed? Okay. There you go. So, do you like hand-carved or perfect pattern mold better? But for me, myself, I prefer you to choose the engraving. It took more time to finish. It's more profound and more authentic. But darling, you are free to choose. No pressure. So there will be a knife or a branding iron. I even ordered it to be your initial. Oh, no, darling. You got it wrong so far. It's not the signing on a paper thing. It's on me. Well, actually, on both of us. Oh, yeah, you shall label me as yours with those equipments. Now, shoes. Come on, sweetheart. It's not even a hard choice. Just pick what you like. Ugh. I just can't with your indecisiveness. Let me go first then. Hope you can come up with the answer by the time I finish. As I said earlier, I do appreciate profound hand-carved work. So I'm gonna go with the knife. You are so beautiful, my darling. I'll make sure every little detail, every scribble, will be well taken care of. Where is this supposed to be? Maybe on your chest, right above your heart. You can scream all you want, but please, don't be so squirmy, my love. It will get crooked. Yeah, just hang in there. I know it's hard, but it will be over soon. Okay, done, sweetheart. Aren't you look so perfect with it? Now it's your turn. Have you decided yet? Oh, if you're not gonna answer, how about me going with another label on your body until you get the light bulb? Great. Good choice, actually. Quicker than hand carving. Let me prepare things for you for a few seconds. I'm back. Here you go. Hold it right here. So, where did you like to brand your name on me? Maybe at the same place as yours. Here. Here. Oh, just stamp that stupid iron stick on me already. I'm tired of waiting. Now we're officially belongs to each other forever, isn't it? I promise I will be the best wife for you as long as you don't try to escape from me. I will let nothing come in our ways to separate us ever. Oh, darling, you got a beautiful pair of eyes. You got a beautiful teeth. I will need one of them for my ring, but maybe later. Today's already too much for you. I really, really, really love you.